Marlins looking to sweep the Giants. Giancarlo Stanton getting ready for the game. We'll take it to the top of the fifth. Stanton at the plate.
Stanton drives it center field and deep. Back goes Span, looking up, and it's gone. Giancarlo, number 25. And Miami has a 3-2 lead.
Bases loaded, nobody out. The 0-1, Okert to Boer. Line drive, left center field, in for a base hit. Marlins have the lead. Stanton scores, Yelich on his heels. Boer delivers against yet another left-hander. And it's 5-3 Miami in the seventh. There's tying man 90 feet away in the eighth. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. We got a tie ball game. In from third, Crawford. Hundley digging for third base. Stanton's throw cut off. The first big league hit for Miguel Gomez evens the score in the bottom of the eighth.
Big at bat now for A.J. Ellis. Ellis left field, hit well. Back goes Williamson. It is gone! He hit it out! Ellis with a pinch hit, two-run homer here in the 11th. And Miami has a two-run lead.
Cantos fires, Stanton a high fly ball left center. Williamson back at the wall. Goodbye, second of the day. Number 26 for Big G. And it's 10-7 Marlins in the 11th.
The Marlins win this one 10-8 in 11 innings. Stanton notches the 23rd multi-home run game of his career. Stanton's final line, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, and 4 runs. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. The Giants go into the All-Star break riding a 4-game losing streak. Pinch hitter A.J. Ellis made it 9-7 in the top of the 11th with a 2-run home run. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Yeah, you know, that's that situation. JT getting on base, and then JT Riddle, amazing job getting him over, giving us a chance to drive a guy in right there. Faced George Contos a lot in my career, in the LA and the Giant games. Kind of had a good idea what he had, but he made a nasty 0-1 breaking ball pitch me, check swung, and at that point you're just kind of in survival mode, trying to get a ball in the air, get the ball in the outfield. And just one of those swings where you catch it in the right way and get a little more than you bargained for.
Did you shorten up just a little bit, AJ, on that swing with two strikes, thinking the situation being, deep fly ball? Like, what were your thoughts at first getting into the box and then obviously handling that 0-2 pitch?
Yeah, definitely got to shorten up. In that situation, you got to be short pretty much the whole at bat. That 0-1 swing was a little bit out of control and a little more than I wanted to do right there. So a little emotional there. And then when you get two strikes, you really got to shorten things up. I found a breaking ball a little bit higher probably than George liked and was able to get a ball in the air.
It's been a roller coaster first half for you guys. There was one point where the ball club lost 20 of 25 games. To be where you are now, 5 games under 500 right at the All-Star break, is a pretty nice accomplishment. You guys are playing some of your best baseball.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to the lineup that we have, the roster that we have that has been constructed for us here. And, that rough stretch was hard and put us kind of in a deep, deep hole. But got to give the guys a lot of credit. No one's folded up shop. Everybody comes to the park every day expecting to win. We know we got a lineup every day capable of putting up a lot of runs. And the pitching's gotten consistently better. And the starting pitcher getting off to a good start. Kind of the bullpen today was a little uncharacteristic for how they've been throwing the ball lately. Trust those guys. And, if that's a good recipe for us going forward, and we can play good baseball and keep our heads down and take a look in September and see where we're at.
It's a great point, AJ, that you just made right there. This bullpen has been outstanding, particularly on this road trip. The one question that I do have as far as momentum, the Marlins had all the momentum in this series. Of course, this was a little bit of a back-and-forth ball game. But after the Giants tie this up at 7-7, you guys dig deep and you find a way. What was the vibe like in the dugout when it was 7-7 through a few of those extra innings?
It was always good. We know how dangerous our lineup can be. You just try to build innings right there. I think the thing that happens when you get in those extra inning games, you see it on both sides, is guys' kind of swings maybe tend to get a little bit bigger. Everybody's trying to hit that big home run, that walk-off home run, and it's amazing when you shorten things up, you can kind of build an inning and put the runs across. But, the big key for us was 7-7. They got the go-ahead run on third, and Taz comes in, gets two huge outs, and then the two innings that Witt gave us. So, those guys picking up the horses on the backside and Bearclaw Phelps and picking those two guys up, keeping us in the game and giving us a chance to go ahead and get the ball back to Ramos.
I don't know what was more impressive, that home run or the fact that a minute later you got the warm-up on and the sunglasses on and you're back on the rail like nothing happened.
Oh, man, I got a lot of practice wearing the windbreaker, and, I know where I need to be on the bench. And, it's been a great first half. We've really, like you said, you guys have said, we picked things up and, we finished strong. And everybody can kind of regroup, have a good break, get healed up, and hopefully hit the ground running come Friday.
Don Mattingly and the Marlins win an exciting 110-8 in 11 innings against the Giants on Sunday. Here's what he had to say about the victory.
And still, when he hits them, you know they're going to go. I think I enjoy like laser liners more than the, not necessarily the home. I don't mind the homers, but that ball he hit the other night here, that's just straight, you know, rocket. You don't see that too often. There's a few guys over the years you see that. You see the long home runs, but those balls he hits like that are impressive.
When you send Ellis to the plate for 40 homers, are you thinking ahead in terms of, well, we have to do this if somebody gets hurt or the pitcher spot comes up again?
Yeah, pretty much. One thing we do know is we probably end up with Worley in the game, and he's probably our best hitting pitcher. So at least we got a guy there that can swing the bat that you kind of hand the ball to, and unless you can get the lead somewhere in there. So, you're looking at that all the time, who's that last guy. And then when you use your catcher, it's like, you know, if you end up in a long game, you got JT in the game for a long time. So.
Crawford, what were your thoughts on Jose through his five innings today?
He was good. That sixth inning, really, if it was almost any other game, he stays out there right there. But I think with the fact that we had that left-handed part of their lineup coming, it was the sixth. It was kind of a big inning for us. We really wanted to get the ball to those. We knew our guys were available at the back end of the game. So that was our kind of big inning, and we just really decided to go right there with the lefty.
With Derek Claw in the eighth, were you close at all to pulling him earlier than you did, or what was the thought process there?
No, Bear can get out of stuff. And he's got the kid, the breaking ball. We got him with breaking balls last night. I think if he gets that breaking ball, you know, start it lower and down, that we get a swing and a miss there. But, you know, he leaves it up, which is fine. I thought you worry about Claw because the inning before is so long. And he's out there warming up for, it seems like, 15, 20 minutes. And that's the kind of inning you worry about, a guy kind of coming into that game. But, I trust Claw to get out of those. Today it just didn't look like it was going to happen. Taz did a great job coming in there, getting us two outs, getting us a pop out and the fly out. So, it ended up working out. But, Claw usually, I let him try to get out of his stuff.
We're obviously known for his power, but he shortened up there and gave that soft single there to kind of key that four run inning. Is that an underappreciated part of his game, that he's a hitter, not just a power hitter?
I think the one thing with JB is that people don't realize, you see the power, but he's not a guy that really strikes out that much. And this is really his first year getting leaving him in extended at bats with lefties. And, he can hit the ball the other way. He's actually got a really good swing. It's not just a big long swing or anything. He's a guy we thought going into the season was capable of hitting lefties because he hits the ball the other way. And he's kind of proven that he's starting to get an approach. Certain guys, he's trying to do certain things with, not just up there, swinging for the fences.
After the break, the Marlins will be in Miami to host a series against the Dodgers. The Giants will be in San Diego for a series against the Padres.